Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, good morning. It is so good to see you all. Today is Ascension Sunday. It's one of the great festivals of the church where we remember Jesus ascending into heaven. We celebrate his kingship and that he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And so I was sitting in here before the service up there, and my daughter, Elise, she said, "Dad, why do you have all of that gold things on your robe?" And I was like, "Well, they're there so that we can celebrate Jesus as King." And she said, "Yeah, but Jesus didn't care about that kind of stuff." And I was like, "So, I mean, the wisdom of children, you know, it's great." Parker saved the day, though. He said, "Well, I think it's because we're trying to show other kings in the world that our king is the best king." So there you go. Parker's always got, he's always got something in the back of his pocket there he can pull out and save the day. So anyway, welcome. We're so glad that you all are here this morning. And we just pray that the peace of Christ that dwells in the church and us will give you a peace today that will lift you up into heaven, and that you will sense God's work in your heart and in your life. Just a couple of really quick things. This afternoon, right immediately after the service, we're going to have a presentation by our trustees and our safety and security team. They're going to just share a little bit about some of the weather and the healthcare, the medical emergencies, and other security things that they've put in place for the church. And it's an opportunity to just get an update from them and also ask questions and just find out more information. Again, it'll be right after this service, and you can go into Heron Hall. That's where we're going to have that. I also wanted to just note there are a lot of different mission opportunities. If you want to serve this week or in the weeks ahead, in your bulletin as well, there's a small insert there, and you can learn more about that, serving in Nathaniel Mission or whatever. So I want to invite you now to stand and greet your neighbor and pass the peace of Christ to one another. Let's come together and pray. Almighty God, on this wondrous, awe-inspiring day, when we reflect upon your ascension into heaven, that you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that you sit at the right hand of the Father, and we honor you, Lord. We pray that your Spirit, whom you sent to us, your church, at Pentecost, that we will sense your Spirit drawing us up into heaven so that we might be at your feet and worship you and express our adoration and our love for you with our voice, with our singing, with our heart, with our meditation. All of these things, Lord, we pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
sound of the trumpet. God has gone up with a shout. Let all the nations sing praise. God has gone up with a shout. The Lord is the sound of a trumpet. God has gone up with a shout. Let all the nations sing praise. For God is a great King over the earth. Sing Him a new song. Sing Him a new song. For God is the ruler over the nations. For He is holy. For He is
So now it's our turn. I invite you to stand as you are able for this call to worship. Why? Why are we looking up to heaven?
Christ has come. Christ has risen. Christ will come again.
Why are we looking ahead to the future?
The Holy Spirit is among us now. In our baptism, we have already died and risen with Christ.
Why are we afraid of death and dying?
God's love casts out our fear.
Why are we afraid to follow Jesus?
In Christ we have a promise of new life now, eternal life to come.
In Christ we join our hearts to worship God, who has prepared for us to enter the reign of God.
To install our love, the skies, no more.
as we continue to honor and praise God, let us turn to the Psalter lesson, which is traditional for this day of Ascension Sunday. Clap your hands, all peoples.
Shout to God with loud songs of joy.
For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared.
A great ruler over all the earth.
Who subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet.
Who chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom God loves.
God has gone up with a shout.
The Lord with the sound of the trumpet.
Sing praises to God. Sing praises.
Sing praises to our ruler. Sing praises.
For God is the ruler of all the earth.
Sing praises for the psalm.
God reigns over the nations.
God sits on his holy throne.
The princes of the people gather as the people of the God of Abraham.
For the shields of the earth belong to God, who is highly exalted.
You may be seated, and as you are seated, our precious children are invited to come forward for a message with Miss Kathy.
Good morning. How are you all? It's a beautiful day, isn't it? Y'all gonna play outside when you get home? Oh, wow, a birthday party. You're going kayaking? Oh, my goodness. Can I go? They don't have enough kayaks for me to go. Have y'all ever watched something go up in the sky and kind of get farther and farther away until it disappears? You've done that with a balloon? How about airplanes? Do they go up where you can barely see them or maybe not even see them when they get way up high? You can see them from 20 miles away? Cool. That's a long way. Well, after Jesus was crucified and died and then rose from the dead, sometime after that, he appeared to the apostles. And while he was talking to them, the sky lit up and Jesus ascended into the heavens. Don't let go. And the apostles were kind of puzzled. They were like, you know, what are we going to do without him? But Jesus let them have the Holy Spirit with them so that they would be reminded that he was always with them. And I want to read you part of the scripture for today. This is Acts 1, verse 9, if I can find it in this old Bible. This is my Bible I got when I was 9, and you can see it's been carried around a while. But I still love it more than any of my others. And when he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. So, what do you think the apostles felt when they saw Jesus going up to heaven? Wow. What just happened? Do you think they said goodbye and maybe they were sad until they found out that the Holy Spirit was going to be with them? So we need to remember that Jesus is always with us. One of my favorite hymns is He Lives. And the last verse of that is, you ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. So y'all remember that Jesus lives in your heart. And how can you share that with other people? Bring them to church? Good idea. How about tell them about Jesus? and show us love like Jesus had?
Make them something from church.
Do what?
Make them something from church.
Take them something from church. That's a good idea, too. All right, let's pray, and then y'all can go upstairs. Dear Lord, we thank you for your presence in our lives, and we thank you that you live within our hearts. Please help us to remember that every day and to show your love to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
On all days, but especially on this Ascension Sunday, we remember that Jesus, our intercessor, sits at the very right hand of God the Father. So as we pray this prayer of confession together, all of our prayers, this one included, are heard by God, even now. Let's pray together. O God of promise and fulfillment, you command us to pray for the coming of your Spirit, and yet we confess our reluctance to watch and wait. O God of power and might, you invite us to pray for the coming of your kingdom, and yet we acknowledge our unwillingness to witness and work. O God of cross and crown, wind and fire, you reveal yourself to us in ordinary and extravagant ways, and yet at times we do not perceive your presence, hear your voice, receive your blessing, or share your love with others. Forgive us in the name of the one who is seated at your right hand, even Jesus Christ our Lord. May God grant us a spirit of wisdom so that we might know the immeasurable greatness of God's power. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will send the Holy Spirit to comfort you, to encourage you, and to give you peace. Glory to God. Amen.
Thank you. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Lord, we stand amazed that you who created the planets and flung the universe throughout eternity, that you chose to come among us and to live with us and to show us how to live, incredible as that is. But then, Lord, you willingly gave up your life and came between the sin and death that we deserve, and then triumphed over that grave and made it clear to your disciples that you were back and that you were real and that life was going to go on. Thank you, Lord, that as the Holy Spirit came among those men and women of that day, that the way was made clear for your message to go throughout the earth. Lord, sometimes it's hard to see ourselves in that picture. But Lord, we are all different people who can share your love and your grace and your peace and your message of redemption in our own way. So Lord, help us to see ourselves in that picture. Lord, we realize that it seems as if you whisper to us in our joys, you speak to us in our circumstances, but you shout to us in our pain. And you know our hearts today. There are persons here today that are carrying heavy burdens. There are people dealing with illness in of their own or of their family. You know those who are in the hospital that we lift up in our hearts and our minds. Lord, we pray for your peace and your comfort and your healing to be upon each one of these persons. In the midst of this life, Lord, we pray for the safety of the innocent across the world. We do continue to pray for peace. We pray that cool heads might prevail, that justice might roll down, that your love might be evident. Lord, help us to see ourselves in that picture. Lord, thank you for the promise that because before you ascended, you gave us the command to be your people and to go throughout the earth. But the promise is clear that someday we will live with you and we will be reunited with those that we have lost. And we celebrate that, Lord. And so, Lord, support us all the day long of our troubled life until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes and the busy world is hushed and the fever of life is over and our work is done. Then in your mercy, grant us a safe lodging and a holy rest and peace at the last through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray when we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And let us therefore worship him with our tithes and with our offerings.
Glory to the King.
Almighty God, King of kings and Lord of lords, all in the earth is yours. And so we pray that you will bless these tithes and offerings for your kingdom, for your mission, for your will. This we pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated.
Our scripture lesson for today is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 6 through 11. So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, "Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom?" He replied, "The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After saying this, he was taken up into a cloud while they were watching, and they could no longer see him. As they strained to see him rising into heaven, two white-robed men suddenly stood among them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why are you standing here staring into heaven? Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way you saw him go." This is the word of God for the people of God.
You know, brothers and sisters, sometimes it seems like when we read scripture, there is a lot of stuff that can be rather intimidating about it. And here Jesus is saying to the apostles and to us, "I want you to be my witnesses out in the world." And it's not just right here at Southern Hills or right here in Lexington, but it's beyond that, over and over and over and over again. To his apostles, he said, "Jerusalem, and then the greater area of Judea, and then up to the north of Samaria, and then into the ends of the earth. There's these rings that keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And maybe for some of us that aren't more of an introvert, we're like, oh, no. I don't know if I can do this, Jesus. This seems rather overwhelming. The entire earth? Whew. You know, for some of us, we hear that word witness and kind of sends a little bit of a cold shiver down our back, right? Because there's all kinds of things that can be negatively associated with that word. One is maybe you're a witness to a crime, or maybe you're called to be a witness that stands or sits in a courtroom and they talk to you about it and you have to tell your story and what you saw. And that can be rather intimidating because everybody's looking at you and it's like, ooh, I'm pretty exposed here. And then there's kind of this older idea of witness that maybe when I was a kid or in high school, we kind of thought of naturally in that if you're going to go witness for Jesus, it's got to be in this kind of really kind of wide open public space. And so back in high school, we were kind of thinking, you know, hey, well, we've got to go out down to the corner there in Lancaster, Kentucky, where I went to high school, and I got to talk about Jesus and shout it out to everybody and hand out tracts. And for a person like me, I'm actually pretty introverted, and it's like, whoo, I don't think I can do that. I don't think that's just who I am. And maybe when you in your life have heard this word witness and the call to be a witness to Jesus, you have thought to yourself, I don't know if that's part of my call. I just don't know if I can do it, John, because it's so difficult. Well, I don't know if you have to stand up here at UK on the street corner and hand out tracts. That might work for some, but I think Jesus actually has a bigger and more glorious definition of what it means to be a witness. And we're going to talk about that today. So what does being a witness look like? What does that look like in the world? And then maybe another question that we can talk about today too is how far out into the world do we need to go? How can my witness go to the ends of the earth? That just seems amazing. Amazing. Well, let's talk a little bit about the time when Luke wrote this gospel, or this, sorry, this the Luke wrote the Acts of the Apostles. And this is kind of like volume 2 to his gospel. And during that time, Rome, as you've heard us talk about quite a bit this year, Rome was really kind of this center of the known world, quotes. It's a center of power, imperial power. It's a center of culture. It's a center of finances. There's this war machine that they called really the Pax Romana. They're bringing peace to the world through the sword, basically. But there's all of this stuff that's caught up with Rome, and you say Rome, and there's all of these ideas that go with it. And Rome is a little bit, our analog maybe to it might be New York City here in the United States, because, well, if you ever been to New York City, it's kind of an intimidating place. I remember the very first time I was there, I got out of the train because we got a train from New Jersey up into Penn Station, and I walked up these big steps and got out of the streets, and I felt like I was in a big canyon because all around you are these big tall skyscrapers, you know, and you can feel the wind blowing, and it was overwhelming. And then the thing I really noticed is that if you smile in New York as you're walking down the streets, all of the people that want to sell you a guided trip somewhere are going to come right to you. I learned very, very quickly that you have to walk around with a scowl. And so this is New York, but think about what New York is. It's the center of ambition. You know, if you want to make it big and you're a financier and you, one of the my favorite movies of my childhood was The Secret to My Success, and it's the Michael J. Fox film, and he graduates, and I think he graduates from Harvard, and he then leaves his home of Nebraska where his family are farmers, and he goes to New York to make it big. You know, New York's the center of ambition and finance and culture and media and all of this stuff. It's New York's, well, its geographic area might be rather small, but its cultural power is quite large. Now, even Blue Eyes sang about this. You remember? I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep. And if I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York. Well, New York, if you can make it there with the gospel, you can probably make it anywhere. But if you could make it in Luke's era in Rome and establish the gospel and establish the church there, you've done something pretty amazing. You've put a foothold in this cultural center. But here's the thing. We know Paul established that church in Rome, but I don't think that Jesus was happy with just letting the gospel just make it to Rome. He wanted to go even further, way past Rome, to the ends of the earth, to the people that don't even have a clue about Rome, or it's some distant word that you might have heard over time. Beyond, way beyond the Big Apple, way beyond all of those images of symbolic power, even as Elise got me earlier, of kingship. Way beyond all that. The gospel, it will reach the center of civilization. But here's the thing. The Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit that dwells deeply within you as his witnesses in the world, his disciples. Well, the Spirit has bigger plans than just Rome. Rome is not the finish line. The finish line is actually connected to Jesus' body. Now, what do you mean by that, John? That seems like a rather interesting statement. The finish line is connected with Jesus' body. Well, let me talk a little bit about that. This is one of those days, these festivals of the church, that sometimes we don't put too much emphasis on the ascension of Jesus and his kingship. And maybe we need to do more about that than we do. But here's the thing, that the church, all this ancient wisdom of the church has always understood that Ascension Sunday is this day when Jesus, as he's ascending into heaven, he is drawing the church throughout all of time, and he's drawing you as the church, and throughout the world, he's drawing us up into heaven with him. There's this powerful image in my mind, you know, of when Jesus is talking about like going and fishing and you're drawing up the nets into the boat, right? And there's all sorts of great stories about Jesus saying, well, throw it out on the other side of the boat. And then it's so big that it rips the nets and they have to have help to just pull it in. Well, if you can imagine kind of like a net, and Jesus, as he's ascending into heaven, he's drawing up the church, all of us together, to the great promise of heaven. There's this saying in sports that the body goes where the head leads, right? If you've done gymnastics or had kids that have done gymnastics or high diving and things like that, a lot of times what they'll tell you is if you want your body to flip this way or that way, then you got to look that way where you're going to go, and then your body will go with it. Well, you have heard, right, that Jesus Christ is the head of the church. And we are the body. And where the head goes, the body follows. Ascension Sunday is about how the head of the church is going up into heaven and the address of humanity changes. Because Jesus has taken humanity and pulled us up into heavenly places, like this very moment now in worship. But it's also a promise, not only of what happens now, but of what is to come as well. I like to think of it this way. The ascension of Jesus is not merely a departure of Jesus up into the clouds like the balloon. Whoop, and boy, oh boy, that would be hard to get it out of there. But it's more than just a departure. It's a promise. It's a promise of where we are headed and of whom we are drawn into today. So what does this say about our witness? How does this idea of being drawn up, pulled up with Christ as a church, how does that form our witness? Well, I've got a really good answer for you, and it's not nearly as scary as you might think. We, as Christians, we don't have to claw our way into heaven and follow him on his coattails just by witnessing, standing on the street corner and telling people about Jesus. No, it's something very different. It's a little bit actually like when you get together with friends or some family or people here at church, and you start talking about your family, right? And you immediately go to your kids or your grandkids, right? And it's like, oh, I've got to show you my kids or my grandkids. They're growing up, and I'm really proud of them. Some of you are showing me your pictures of your grandchildren who were graduating from either high school or college in the last few weeks. And we pull out the phone, we scroll through all of that stuff, and we're so proud to be a part of that family, right? Well, being a witness for Jesus is like pulling out our phone and scrolling through our pictures, because we are witnessing to the fact that we have been caught up with Jesus in the power of his Spirit. And we see the beauty of his kingdom all around us. Now, you all don't get to see what I get to see every Sunday, but I get to see your faces. I get to see you when you sing. I get to see you when you are greeting one another, when you're holding one another, you're patting people, you're blessing them. I see the beauty of that moment every Sunday. You all get to as well, don't you? You get to see it. It's beautiful. It's joyous. There is this thing where we, as the body of Christ, we're caught up in the agape love, this amazing, never-ending, self-giving love of God that's given to us, that draws us all together into Christ. We get to see that, and we get to witness that. We get to see and we get to witness the peace of Christ that dwells deeply in our hearts. Even in the midst of a world that is really quite chaotic, we can come and go into our prayer closet, and we can feel the peace of God deeply within us, and we can feel it here in this place as well. We bring that peace into the world wherever we might walk, the kingdom of God. We see the glory of God upon one another's faces. And it's beautiful. And then we look up into heaven. We see the stars at night, the world that surrounds us, the galaxies and the universe. And we're in awe. And we're in wonder. And don't you want to pull out your phone and show other people how great God is and how awe-inspiring He is to you in your life and how He's drawn you close and in and up? That's an easy witness, isn't it? It's something that we can do because it just naturally pours out of us because of how our heart is so deeply connected and at love with Jesus. And that message, well, in the power of the Spirit, it will expand and it will go out to the ends of the earth. We don't do it all alone. Remember, I said that the Holy Spirit's the chief evangelist, right? All you have to do is share some beauty and say, look, look at this. The Spirit goes further than New York City or Rome. The Spirit takes our witness and us and draws it up into heaven. What a promise. And what a reality. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I invite you to make that your witness as we go from this place and sing together, Crown Him with Many Crowns. It's 327 in your bulletin.
Thank you.
O church in whom the Spirit of Christ resides, may you sense today and as you go out into the world and this week, how you drawn closer to Him, that there are moments in your life and as you pray and read Scripture, that you are drawn up into the courtroom of heaven. And you sit with a very available and present God. And that as you go into the world, you can share that very thing. Remember to pull out your phone and show some pictures of Jesus wherever you go. This I pray in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.